Welcome to OV English School. Imagine a sales team that wants to impress a customer fast. They open with a demo, but the customer stays quiet. Why? Because the team has not found the real problem yet. Today we will look at gap selling in simple English. This method says the seller should understand the customer's present situation before showing a product. That sounds small, but it changes the whole sale. As you listen, follow one customer story and see how the problem becomes clearer step by step. For more learning, visit ovenglish.com. Gap selling is a sales method linked to Keenan, who helped make it popular in 2022, and at that time in 2018. The idea is easy to say, but powerful in practice. A buyer has a current state, which is the present situation. The buyer also has a future state, which is the better situation they want. The gap is the space between those two points. In this method, the gap is the real focus. Let's make that idea concrete. Imagine a mid-sized company that uses Salesforce for customer data and HubSpot for email marketing. On paper, the tools look fine, but the sales manager has a problem. Leads come in, yet many of them go cold before anyone follows up. The team feels busy, but results are weak. That is the current state. It's not only we use software. It's our process is slow and messy. Now picture the future state. The manager wants faster replies, cleaner handoffs, and more closed deals. That sounds better, but it's still broad. A seller in gap selling does not rush here. First, the seller asks, what is really blocking the change? Is the problem the software, the process, or the handoff between teams? This is the key question. If you solve the wrong problem, the gap stays open. Here is the customer case, and it follows one clear path. A sales rep at the company says, we need a new tool. The seller almost agrees, but then the seller asks about daily work. It turns out the team already has enough tools. The real issue is that marketing sends leads to sales without enough detail. Sales then waste time checking each lead by hand. So the root cause is not a missing tool. The root cause is a broken handoff. Root cause means the real reason under the surface problem. Mini recap. The surface problem is slow follow-up. The deeper problem is poor handoff. This is where business impact becomes important. Business impact means the effect on time, money, and work. In this case, one rep may spend 2 hours a day chasing basic information. That is already costly. Now imagine 10 reps doing the same thing. The company loses many hours each week. The manager also sees another effect. Slower follow-up can reduce the quality of the pipeline. Pipeline means the list of likely deals a company expects to win. Mini recap. If the pipeline weakens, future revenue can weaken too. Next comes cost of inaction. It is a simple idea, but it changes the conversation. If the company keeps the same process, the team will still lose time. Good leads may still go cold. Customers may feel ignored. The seller can say, if nothing changes, what happens next month? That question is often stronger than talking about product features. It makes the risk feel real. Gap selling also uses decision criteria. These are the rules the buyer uses to choose. In our example, the manager may care about three things: speed, easy setup, and low risk. Risk means the chance of a bad result. Maybe the company worries that a new system will take months to install. Maybe they fear staff will not use it well. A good seller does not hide those worries. The seller connects the solution to the buyer's rules. That is much easier to follow than a long feature list. Now, the story moves to the next step. Because the seller understands the gap, the next step is clear. It is not buy now. It may be a short process review, a test of the handoff, or a demo focused only on the weak point. That is important. In gap selling, the next step should fit the gap. If the gap is small or unclear, the next step should stay small too. A seller earns the next step by asking careful questions first. Here is a simple way to remember the full path. First, look at the current state. Second, describe the future state. Third, find the gap. Fourth, ask what causes it. Fifth, show the business impact. Sixth, talk about the cost of inaction. Seventh, check decision criteria and risk. Eighth, choose the next step. Mini recap, it is a road from problem to plan, not from product to pitch. This is why the method feels different from a quick sales talk. A fast pitch can sound efficient, but it may miss the real need. Gap selling feels slower at first, but it often leads to stronger deals. Why? Because the buyer feels understood. The seller is not guessing. The seller is working with facts from the customer's own world. In B2B sales, especially in software and services, that can save a lot of wasted time. Let's return to our customer case one last time. The company did not need a shiny new tool first. It needed a better handoff between teams. Once the real gap was clear, the right solution became easier to see. That is the heart of the method. The gap is not just a missing piece. It is the place where value is created. Question. In the customer story, what was the surface problem? Answer. The surface problem was slow follow-up from the sales team. Question. What was the deeper root cause? Answer. The deeper cause was a poor handoff between marketing and sales. Question. If you were the seller, what question would you ask next? Answer. I would ask, what happens if nothing changes over the next month? Question. What clues help you guess the buyer's decision criteria? Answer. You can listen for speed, easy setup, and low risk. Question. Why might a buyer choose a deeper diagnosis before a quick demo? Answer. Because it can show the real problem and reduce the chance of choosing the wrong solution. Try answering again with this starter. I think the main gap is. Try this one too. The risk is that. Discussion. What would you say first in this situation? Discussion. Which polite question is most useful here? So here is the simple lesson. In gap selling, do not start with the product. Start with the customer's current situation, then the future goal, and then the gap between them. After that, look for the real cause, the business impact, the cost of doing nothing, the buyer's rules, and the risk. When you do that, the solution makes more sense. If you want more clear English lessons like this, visit ovenglish.com. Keep listening, keep thinking in steps, and keep learning with confidence.